89.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution of Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, Atlantis, Paradise Island, White Cares Fashion Center, The Alley Gowak, and Wendy's.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We are today going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to touch on the crime issue that is going on. We're also going to discuss in the second hour public polling with Emwale Ramming, the CEO or president or director. I don't know what Emwale's title is, of public domain. All right. I see that the Punch says that the FNM has favorable polls. They say that they're polling at 28%, the PLP's polling at 20%, and there's 57% undecided, and they claim did that poll, and that's not true. Okay, so firstly, you're saying that they polled 10,000 people. All right. If you understand polling, particularly in the Bahamas, and we'll let Emwale say this, it takes 6 to 7 weeks to complete 1,000 surveys. So you're talking about a poll that would take about 10 months, which would be useless because the data would become old and expired by the time you got to the second set of 1,000 people. So that doesn't even make sense to print that. Secondly, you don't have any poll that shows you're up. All right. So, and I know people get invested in this and they want to, you know, feel comfy about it. You have no poll that says you're up. All right. You have polling that says you are deeply unpopular, but so is the PLP. And there are a massive amount of undecided voters. That's your polling. I don't know why you're telling the Tribune you got polling that shows you're up. I'd be interested if who's telling the Tribune that, because that's not true. All right? And I know you guys get invested in it and you want to believe a certain thing, but just not the case. All right. So I deal in reality, not like in feelings. So there's a psychology, and we'll talk about it when Emwale comes. He's coming in the second hour. There's a psychology to this. The psychology is, well, let's say that we're up in the polls, so the undecided voters are going to go, well, they'll win anyway, so we might as well vote for them. But you have to accompany that with an actual strategy, right? So just planting stories isn't a strategy. That's just you're doing stuff, all right? But I understand where you're trying to go with that. But I know you don't have any poll that says you're up. All right? So I would stop trying to say that to people. All right? And again, who's going to poll 10,000 people? All right? They do national polls in the United States with a few hundred people. All right? Out of a population of 350 million. But Emwale will talk to you about it when he comes. Listen, I want to say this. Now, this state of emergency is going to end on August 13th, and I'm all for it, but I'm ready for it. So I'm going to explain to you what that means, all right? On August 13th, you will be required to have your car licensed and your registration up to date. August 13th, you will no longer be able to avoid paying your light bill. After August 13th, you will no longer be able to avoid paying your water bill. All right? And I got to go put something on my water bill now because I've been remiss with that. I've gotten used to not dealing with it because I don't actually get the bill because it's not in my name. I'm not supposed to change the name over, but they need my wife to do it, and my wife didn't have her paperwork to do it. Long story. But if I don't pay on it, they sure do come cut it off. All right? So I haven't seen any water and sewage guy for a long time. But I know they've been reading the meter. Right? I've seen them read the meter. I've had guys come and disconnect me a couple of times. Like I say, I don't get the bill, and so I forget about it. Now that a guy's come and disconnect me, you gotta go pay. They come back, reconnect you. Be prepared for when this state of emergency ends. All right? Because as the restrictions fall away, so do the protections. All right? So be prepared. Now, I am all for ending the state of emergency. I don't understand the wisdom of ending the state of emergency without a legal regime in place to deal with this, but perhaps the government believes now, after all this bloody time, that the existing tenets of Health Act, the Quarantine Act, are strong enough to govern what they wish to govern. So maybe that's what they believe, which would be add insult to injury, since you could have done that a long time ago without the state of emergency. So be prepared to deal with the implications of the state of emergency. All the protections by government, all right, economic-wise, they fall away. All right? Understand that the NIB payments that the government's been providing, well, the taxpayers have been providing, those are going to end in September. All right? So be prepared for what is to come. I'm prepared. I have to register my vehicle in August anyway, because that's my birthday month. So I'm going to go, and I'm going to go get it registered, and we'll be fine. This asks me if the protections fall away immediately. Yeah, emergency order ends. The state of emergency ends. The emergency order is no longer in effect. Those things fall away. The corporations are free to do what they want. The police will, if the emergency order doesn't exist, is no longer in effect, then the police will no longer be ticketing you for a mask, et cetera. But they will be checking your registration, all this stuff. So if I'm wrong about that, somebody show me the law that was passed through Parliament that allows those restrictions to continue. If somebody point me to the legislation, because I must have missed it. Because the only thing that has allowed this to happen has been the emergency order. All right? That's it. They haven't done it through any other means other than extending a state of emergency, bringing the Emergency Powers Act into effect, which can only be done if there's a state of emergency, and through this emergency order. So when the emergency order ends, all the stuff falls away. All right? So be prepared. All right? Now, well, let me see what it says. Good day one. Are you sure it will end August 13th? Because every time it was supposed to end, they extend it the day of or the night before it ends over and over. Think about it. Well, listen, I'm not sure. No. I only go off what I've been told by the officials. Minister of Health, Renward Wells, says they intend for it to end. All right? They're trying to have an election, so forget the state of emergency. Measures to deal with it. Fine. All right. So get your stuff in order. It says, McCartney, these guys are just like Donald Trump. They created that survey in their heads and would suffer the same fate as Trump. Fired. I mean, I know you don't have no survey that's saying that you're up in the poll. I mean, come on. You know, like, get to work. is what you should do, right? Instead of trafficking in fantasy, get to work, hit the ground, right? You've been campaigning, go campaign hard, go promise people stuff, you understand? Go get your messaging together rather than trafficking in nonsense, right? It says, I'm prepared also, Juan, as of last week, BPL and Water and Sewage has a credit for me. I got to go to Water and Sewage. But Water and Sewage, I like y'all, but I feel like y'all have been ripping me off because you tell me I have a leak that I can't find, right? And I don't, you know, is the leak underground? Is the pipe, if there's a leak, why is the water pressure still good? Somebody who understands, like, physics and water and sewage, imaginary leaks and plumbing, talk to me, because my water bill is be like extraordinarily high, right? And I don't do nothing special, right? With the water, I just be showering and flushing the toilet, right? And washing dishes. All right. Let's talk a bit about the crime. You can call me, by the way, 323-6232. In fact, the PLP's polling and the FNM polling shows the same thing. They're both unpopular. There's a lot of undecideds. All right. It says, find out whether water enters your home. Yeah, I did that. And I was supposed to get a letter from my plumber. But my plumber checked it and he said the pressure seems fine, so there's not. There shouldn't be a leak. Anyway, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4256, 325-4259. All right. We got some more, huh? Okay. It says, Juan, you think they're going to... be hard like that, August 13th, on old bills, mortgage, car license, etc. An election coming and things always slow in September. You know the people that get the best breaks are the ones that don't pay. Look at real property tax. Exhibit A, only we conks pay the bill. Yeah, I mean, it depends on the corporation, but Water and Sewage, Adrian Gibson has been chomping at the bit to do disconnection so that they could get money because they've been, the government... simply can't afford to keep fronting water and sewage. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan.
Hi.
Yes, and out of concern, I get a plumber to put a gauge on it so that he could test it over several hours to see if it maintained its pressure. You will clear that up with water and sewage and make sure they come and get that sorted out for you.
So who fixes it? Is it water and sewage or me? Like, I don't know what a leak is. They say it's a leak.
If the problem is on their side or on your side near their meter, mm-hmm. and you complain about it over a period of time to them, whenever they come to fix it, you make sure the bill is on them.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I'll do that. I'm going to call my plumber because I got to sort out my water and sewage stuff. Because I owe them a lot of money. I'm going to go pay it, all right? Because you've polluted the water table on New Providence, okay? I have a well that's 25 feet deep. The water from the well killed the fish, all right? That I put the water in the bowl. So I don't want to use the well because I don't know what you people have done to the water table in New Providence. All right? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Ron.
Hi.
Your problem is the toilet bowl, there's a flush thing in the bowl. You have to check that out. I have the same problem.
The toilet bowl running, you think? Is that the problem?
Yeah. I've been $500.
Yeah, that's what they be hitting me with, this $400 bill. I'd be like, what for water? You know what I mean?
Yeah, now, I down to $100 and $132 now since I got that fixed.
Okay, I can...
So you can check that out.
Okay, I can have the plumber check it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, appreciate you. It says, Juan, you need to listen to yourself. What makes your assessment correct? All of a sudden, you take the punch paper as credible. That's not an FNM poll. You know the punch, go man. I know it's against what you want to hear. No, I have the polling guy, right? I have the guy who runs public domain, who they say did the poll, who's going to come on and talk to us about it, this supposed poll that public domain ran for the FNM that shows the FNM up. What I'm saying to you is it does not exist, is what I'm saying to you. That it's not I'm assessing the viability of the story. I'm saying this poll they're talking about, it don't exist. All right? It says, one, I told people that Dr. Minnis cannot survive without the competent authority power, and right on cue, just as his authority powers are about to expire, he'll call an election before he can be challenged within his party. What a coward. Says one, when are you going back on Clint Watson time? Timmy Turner and Jimmy Neutron cross worlds on Nickelodeon. Oh no, I'm happy to go on. If I'm invited, not a problem. One, I'd like to do a poll in Kelowna to see how many FNMs are going to vote PLP just to get rid of Minnis. If the poll is positive, I believe the FNM will get back in and Sands will be the new prime minister. We pray to God Almighty for this to happen. I don't see Minnis losing Killarney. However, in my wildest imaginations, I could not have seen Perry Christie losing Centerville after 40 years. So I don't discount anything. I don't discount anything except that I don't see how the FNM loses St. Anne's, just because it just has never happened. All right? It says, one, that guy's talking foolishness. Anything beyond your meter is waterworks. Will not pay for it. Check, see if your toilets continue. I'm going to check my toilets because I, like I said, I owe water and sewage a lot of money. So and I'm going to pay you your money. I just don't want you to continue charging me these exorbitant bills for some leak that I can't find, but I'll get the plumber on it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How's it going?
It's quite nice. I'd like you to say, if Christy could do well, everything is possible, okay?
Yeah.
Number McCartney. Mm-hmm. I was going Fox, so people be going, who do they like emotions? Did you know Kalani, PLP, Andrew Johnson, Filipino, 10 years PLP, on Neville Wisdom. Mm. Remember that?
Yeah.
No, Mr. McCarthy, like I said, I became famous.
Was Wisdom Killarney or was it Delaporte?
No, that's Killarney. I mean, Delaporte, Killarney, same area. Same thing, just different boundary line, okay?
Okay.
Same people, right around. Different names, same people.
Okay.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I said okay.
No, Mr. McCarthy, like I said, I've been growing every day. Mr. McCarthy, the dislike when you put minutes out there is way greater than the people dislike with Perry Christie, okay? Trust me, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like I said, a last thing, right? The avalanche is coming right now. See, first of all, right? The post that's ramming, one guy.
Ramming is in Pinewood.
No. The guy.
Who's coming on? Mwale Ramming. Yes. Yes, he's coming.
And Mwale Ramming never win a poll yet. I mean, his poll never pan out yet, okay? Okay.
You could talk to him about it. I said, we'll talk about it when he comes on.
Last thing, Mr. McCarthy. Yeah. Last thing before I go, right? Hello?
I'm listening. I'm here.
The election will be won on the ground, not on talk show hosts who like certain candidates.
Mm-hmm.
People go on the ground, hear people views, hear they cry, and hear they pain, and then you could judge the people right or wrong.
Yes, I agree with that. Yes.
So you can't go in these areas just judging people by who you like or who you don't like. I mean, not you. I know play talk shows, they like certain people, and these people in the people, okay?
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Forgot me?
Okay.
And your boy, Jeff Lloyd will be going at 901, okay?
I want Jeff to win, man.
Really? Yeah. Forgot me?
Yeah.
Let's forget me.
I dead serious with that.
Okay? I've been campaigning in Pinewood at least 9 different times, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I visited over 500 homes. You, let's be careful right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not one person who I talked to, everybody's saying, Dave, Mr. Miller, I'm so sorry, we would have them. And they saying Jeff Lloyd is the most arrogant MP they ever seen. They say between Jeff Lloyd, Marvin Dames, Jeff Lloyd, and Peter Tengress, they don't know who's which, okay?
Okay.
So your boy, Jeff Gorn, 901, okay? 901, Jeff Gorn.
Okay. If you say so, I'd be unfortunate. I like, I like Jeff. That's my homie. All right. Let me read some more of your texts. It says, good day, one. People's additionally traffic offenders with no car license or insurance was still ticketed. Yeah, your car, your driver's license is ticketed. It is you still have to have a driver's license, all right? You still have to have insurance, but you do not currently have to have your car registration up to date. Now, that will fall away. And not only, consider this, not only will it fall away, but you will be required when you go register your car to pay for the year you missed if you did not register your car last year. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, everyone. How are you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
If you listen to these people talk, might as well just don't call it. Just put waving in there.
I don't want no, like, landslide and wave. It's not healthy for the country. You know what I mean? I think they get overconfident and they live inside this bubble. And they
won. They already overconfident because if you listen to every PLP, they already won.
Right. Yeah.
They just need to ring the bell.
Right.
One thing, listen to me. Let me tell you something. Everybody mad at Dr. Minister for the wrong thing. I listen to people. You got to do it with 500,000. You need to go in 500 constituencies. Okay. These people are just feeling what everybody else in the world are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to just ask themselves the honest to God question and be truthful of themselves. Did Dr. Minutes do enough to fight Dorian and COVID to stay in office? Don't mind these PLP trying to spread stuff and all these stuff. I never got ticketed during the COVID time because I never went out and defy orders.
Right.
If the people are trying to save your life and some of you are still living to call the radio show and talk, I appreciate that. Because COVID is real. First, when it first started, the PLP said it wasn't real. Then all of a sudden, let's not talk about it and give them a pass. So which is it? What are we going to listen to? Then you got Brave Davis and this Cat Island people. And this dude, this guy who called in, what was running on with the PLP. I hope Brave win a seat in Cat Island. Because the people in Cat Island don't even want him. So if you can't even take care of your constituency and your constituents, just a selected few, you're supposed to be now able to take care of the country. That's not a good look for him. So I have no idea why people are thinking that. Yeah, I get it, you know. A lot of people, and I mean the world, not the Bahamas, the world, felt the pinch of COVID, okay? A lot of jobs were lost. We get all of that. The government, even though they were providing, even though they made monies available for the small business development for people to go and get it, they must need to just ask themselves one question. Am I going to let Dr. Minish finish what he started? Just because of the errors that didn't, I mean, because of the catastrophes that happened on his watch, which were greater than anything the world has ever seen, or we can put someone in there who we know what they're coming to do. They don't talk what they're coming to do. We know they ain't going to do nothing. That's all they need to ask themselves. Where am I going to be in 5 years with Brave? Where am I going to be in 5 years with Dr. Minutes? Don't mind this PLP bully rhetoric trying to convince you that Brave Davis, the Perry Christie tree needs to be completed with him, Ingram, and Perry. We don't need that.
All right. Ain't nobody convincing me. I just, I don't care what happens. Okay. I'm not invested in this at all. I'm just an observer. Right. I do not care who wins. Honestly. Okay. Good afternoon. I'm going to do me. Right. I'm going to try to do me. I'm going to try to help as many people as I can, help my country in any way I can. But it don't matter to me who wins the next election. So let's be clear about that. This says, McCartney, I'm ready for the state of emergency to end. I also think the whole F&M administration should go. For the mere fact they stood by and let the prime minister do what he wanted with the country. All this time, they had adequate time to address this emergency in other ways, other than allowing the state of emergency to go on for over 15 months. Let our leaders and health officials do the work and stop taking the easy way out. All right. We ain't get the crime yet. Y'all hot up to talk about election. I guess I started this, eh? One, regarding the possibility of a pending early election, as an F&M supporter, I'm hoping it's not true and that it's only a head fake by the prime minister before constitutionally scheduled. As a former PLP leader and prime minister, Sir Lyndon so often did to F&M leader Sir Cecil back in the day with the opening of the economy and the impressive tourism numbers and rebound in tourism industry and many back to work. Good things are happening and seem on the horizon as the political tide of support on the ground seems to be changing daily and quickly in the F&M government's favor. So as the momentum continues for the F&M government, Dr. Minnis must be politically smart. Let his party ride this momentum until May 2022. Now, everything I'm hearing say that's not going to happen. They're having an election, all right? And it's going to be next month. Hey, Juan, great show. It's amazing how these FNM apologists call in and make their remarks about giving Menace another chance. It's folks like them who don't get that Menace is the absolute poorest PM we've had. He lacks the leadership abilities we need to get our country forward, and that's what this next election is about. How are we going to go forward, and who's going to take us there? Thanks. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello.
Hey, everyone.
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I like that caller. Who called after David? See, my thing is, right, see, it seems to me as if a lot of people in this country don't read the papers and don't read nothing and see what the government doing. The man told you the government landed over $65 million the first time home, I mean, for the people. Do you know what kind of things? No civil servant gets fired, nobody gets cut, nothing. The great nice of America said firing police officers and things right now. You see, but see, sometimes you got to be careful what you're asking for. Okay? A lot of them don't know this country is still under 11 o'clock curfew on 8 o'clock. I'd be home sometimes 7 o'clock watching TV. Mm-hmm. But many people like to rebel. They want government to the car, they want government to show their car, they want government to do everything for them. One, but a lazy man will never eat, a lazy woman will never eat. The Bible is telling about it. That's why the eyebrow is she eats bread. And we've been 25.
Okay, I know why. I don't know why y'all do this, you know. I don't know why I'll be counting seats, y'all. When has that ever panned out like you said it would? Since 1997, right? When has this ever panned out? Like, you guys be, oh, yeah, the FNM, Elizabeth can go FNM, and South Beach can go PLP. Y'all have no idea. None. Now, I knew the PLP was going to lose the last election, but I had no idea the PLP would have only won 4 seats. Y'all don't know. You don't know what will happen when the voters go to the polls. Then you will know what will happen. All right? Y'all counting seats. I don't understand it. Y'all know it don't work like that. Y'all know that. Now, you could count one, which is St. Anne's for the FNM. And you could count two for the PLP. Okay? Exuma, Anglistan, I say two. But you don't know. Y'all just making stuff up. It says the PLP wasn't real. That's a lie. Yeah, absolutely. I meant to correct him, but he continued and I forgot to. The PLP never said that COVID wasn't real. Yeah. It says PLP only won 4 seats but got 40% of the votes. Exactly. Because it's first past the post. You don't know. Right? All this counting y'all doing in y'all head, y'all better get to work. Because you don't know what the people will do. This says, I'm sitting this one out, Juan, until I see fixed election dates, fixed term limits for PM, Freedom of Information Act, and campaign finance reform. I hear a lot of I'm sitting it out, too. Let me say this. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to get more into this tomorrow. So, Marvin, I wanted to say this. I'm just going to put this out there. You chew on this, right? So Marvin Dames says that the public should not be concerned about a possible gang war after 5 men were recently murdered. He said, as you can see, the police are very much on top of that. Marvin Dames, I like you. You know that. I know you on a personal level. Right? Y'all aren't on top of this? That 5 people are dead means you're on top of it? Y'all are playing cleanup. With all due respect to the Royal Mounted Police Force, love y'all. Y'all are playing cleanup around here as these people go to war with each other. You're not on top of this? 6 men were killed less than a mile from my home. 6 people were killed less than a mile from my home. I have to explain to my children every Friday as we go at the intersection of Parkgate Road and Kemp Road, why there are armed police officers in fatigues with assault rifles standing on and have learned new words like balaclava, right? And assault rifle, yes? Extended magazine, words like this, right? You're not on top of anything. I'm sorry. All right? So, please, there is a great cause for concern. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back on the other side.
life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
At Wendy's, spicy means Wendy's spicy. Unlike the other guys, our spicy activates all your senses. For a taste of Wendy's spicy, try the new Chipotle Crunch Cheeseburger made with fresh beef or the new Chipotle Crunch Chicken Sandwich, both with delicious aioli, cheddar cheese sauce, and much more. Taste the Wendy's spice in every bite of irresistible Chipotle Crunch Chopped Fries, too. Stop it today for the flavor you crave. Wendy's, different inside and out.
Allego is here to help local companies boost their bottom line. If you own a business, join Allego and let us help you get people in your stores. ShopAllego.com has 2,000 website visitors daily, and you can list your business for free. Allego is the local online coupon hub where shoppers find weekly deals and discounts. It's where your business should be. Visit ShopAllego.com. That's Shop, A-L-L-I-G-O.com to list your business for free today.
Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney. We're talking a variety of things, and y'all seem to really want to talk about the election, so that's fine with me too. We'll be talking with Molly Ramming, on the other side of news about polling, etc. It says it's no concern for the public because no quote unquote innocent bystanders have been injured as yet. No innocent bystanders have been injured this year, you mean? You don't killed by people shooting into houses trying to target other people, a little boy, a little girl, several boys. We have had innocent people killed in these wars that are going on. It says, good afternoon, Juan. You think the PM's serious about early election? What will they campaign on? Honestly, he can't be serious to ask people to give him another 5 years. It says, Juan Killarney going PLP, and it's gone. Praise the Lord. Okay, if you say so. It says, I'm a swing voter and will not be voting for Minnis because of his poor leadership. 16 months of lockdown and still not a clear plan for how we will live with COVID. As one example, he is a total disappointment. It says, what about the lady who was shot last month by police? I don't remember any lady being shot last month by police. Someone may be able to refresh my memory on that. It says, hi, the PLP lost because angry PLP voted FNM against Mr. Christie. Now those same angry PLPs will vote PLP again against Mr. Minnis. Facts. It says, Juan, teaching your kids balaclava is just wow. What a time we're living in. I'm saying don't. Oh, someone said a lady was shot by police off Blue Road. I don't remember that. I'm sorry. I should, but I don't. Listen. Let's, you know what, a friend of mine in Grand Bahama asked me, like, after a recent spate of killings, right? She was like, how do y'all in Nassau deal with this level of violence? and killing, are you not concerned? And I said, look, here's how I deal with it. I have a gate, a dog, cameras on the outside of my house, an alarm system on my house. I refuse to put bars on my house. Because if I wanted to live in bars, I would go check into the prison. I have a licensed firearm, more than one licensed firearm. In my house, I have an exit plan. I go nowhere after night falls. I try not to go certain places in the daytime. You've got to explain to your children around here. And I know, right? Don't raise your children in this like Disney fantasy, right? Let them understand what life is. But you want your children to feel safe. As a parent, that is your first instinct, is to make sure your child is safe and feels safe, all right? And when your children are asking you, why are police with guns posted on street corners near where you live, it's a difficult task to try to elucidate that, yes, the police are there to protect you, but the police are also there because maniacs are running around here with automatic weapons, slaughtering each other on the streets. And they don't care what children are around. They shot a little girl. They don't care who's innocent. They just want to kill each other, and they don't care who they cut down in the process. So let's not pretend that we live in some sort of fairy tale land where these are just aberrant things. All right. Oh, these are just men. These are Bahamian men who are dying and killing each other. It's a problem. It says they were chasing a culprit. The police shot at him and a lady got injured by a shot from the police weapon. Okay. Thanks for clearing that up. I don't remember that. And that's my bad. I should. I'm in news. I don't remember that. So the police was, yes, man, the police was chasing someone. This lady got shot in both legs by police-friendly fire. Was it friendly fire? I don't know that I know what friendly fire means. I never considered that a sensible term, you know. I don't associate getting shot with friendliness. That's just me. Let's take a phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. Now, is he gone? Well, call back. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Says Juan, brave in the PLP has no concrete plan in place for this country. I'm a PLP, but also a nationalist. I'm prepared to give Mr. Minnison the FNM another 5 years. They're on the right course for recovery. The PLP does not have the answer to this country's problem. Okay. The PLP, they have a plan. It's just, do you think it's a viable one, is it? So I don't get it, Juan. Are all one order gang factions warring with each other? I'm unclear what's going on. I know there's a lot of drug money on the road here, but I'm unclear as to exactly what is happening. Hey, Juan, do we have to be vaccinated to vote? No. Well, not at this point. I don't know what's going to pop off. This says, good afternoon, McCartney. JJ's very happy. His pockets are full. The rest of the people are hungry. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, I want to find out if you spoke about the situation with your water,
mm-hmm.
right? I was saying if you all did the meter test yet. It's very simple. I don't know if your plumber did that to find out if you have a leak to your house. Just turn off all the faucets in your house. Watch the meter. If it continues to roll, you have a leak. You have to watch the meter. I had the same problem. It was under the back step where the pipe ran into the house.
Mm-hmm.
And all I did was turn off all the faucets, watch the meter, and the numbers keep rolling. So the leak is after your meter.
Wow. Okay.
It's a very simple. I don't know what plumber would check that. You can't check the pressure.
I can check. Oh, you can't check the pressure?
A leak, the pressure would be fine.
Okay.
So that's not a good way to check for a leak.
All right.
Just shut off all the water. Watch that meter. See if that rolls.
Okay. I can all check right. it. Thank you, man. I appreciate it very much. Yeah. I'm going to do that because, again, I'm going to have to start paying my water bill again, and it is outrageous. This is one, when you said regarding the winner of the next general election, did you say that as a joke? Because you cannot believe anyone in this country believes that, considering your relentless and biased attacks daily on the Minnesota administration on almost every national issue arising in the country in the last 4 years. I mean, I don't care if you believe it or not. I don't care who wins the next election. If the FNM wins, that's what happens. If the PLP wins, that's what happens. All right? I'm not invested like you guys are. I've been critical of the government's decisions in the same fashion that I was critical of the last administration's decisions. So I remain consistent. Now that I don't say what you would like to hear, you can feel however you like about that. But you're not going to tell me that I'm not consistent in my critique of the government. All right? Not because it's an F, king the government. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
You know, Warren.
How's it going?
I believe after the order, you have 3 months to license your car. After the order's finished, I remember seeing that.
Under what law?
When I've seen it in the act. And you have 3 months after the order's finished to license your car.
No.
Now, let me get back. So your next guess is in Wawale?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and it's quite clear. Minister Cunningham and Brent Dean are big check to do PR for him. Is he still under Menace check or under new check now? Because him and the next woman too. All the press he had, Menace still cannot handle the press.
I ask him.
Menace got him a big check. Brandy left that big job. I run the new PR and write scripts for our belated or illustrious prime minister, and he can't handle press. He cannot even. I kind of see what he's trying to do now. Is he trying to sneak in and do that? Because he cannot do whole rallies. He can't excite us. So he got to sneak and do it in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Two things. First, Brent Dean is a friend, okay? And as far as I know, he works for the Disaster Reconstruction Authority. All right. I don't know about him writing no scripts for Menace or whatever like this or that. So, you know, you don't have to just throw his name about when, you know, you don't actually have anything to back that up. So as far as I know, he works for the Disaster Reconstruction Authority. I worked with Brent for many years, and he's a smart, capable, professional young Bahamian. Okay. I'm going to go to a break. We're going to be talking with Wally Ramming and continue these conversations on the other side of the news.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and run.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
You asked for it, and now it's here. Introducing the all-new plant-based Rebel Whopper, only at Burger King NASA. The new Rebel Whopper is everything you expect in a Whopper, with a meatless plant-based patty that is flame-grilled to perfection with all the fixings you love on that famous sesame seed bun. Come try out the new Rebel Whopper with fries and a Pepsi and see if you can tell the difference. The Rebel Whopper is 100% Whopper, 0% beef, and only at Burger King NASA, where taste is king.
Allego is here to help local companies boost their bottom line. If you own a business, join Allego and let us help you get people in your stores. ShopAllego.com has 2,000 website visitors daily, and you can list your business for free. Allego is the local online coupon hub where shoppers find weekly deals and discounts. It's where your business should be. Visit ShopAllego.com. That's Shop, A-L-L-I-G-O.com, to list your business for free today.
If you think you can't afford to dress to impress or replace those utensils or maybe even upgrade your household appliances, then you don't know YCare's Fashion Center. With three locations to serve you, YCare's Fashion Center features the things you need or want, all at a price that you can afford. Open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., YCare's Fashion Center also has the island's largest jean collection. Put the fun back in shopping today, where you can afford to look good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. I am sitting here with Imwale Reming, who's the president of Public Domain Market Polling Research. Okay? The Punch today has a story saying that Public Domain did a poll of 10,000 people that shows the FNM is up 28%. Pulling at 28%, the PLP's pulling at 20%, and there's 50-odd percent undecided. Did you conduct that poll? They called your name. They said Public Domain. Did you do that?
I think the Punch misspoke. No, we did not do that. Certainly not a survey of 10,000 people. We've been around for 11 years now, and we've never done a survey of 10,000 people. The most we've ever done was for Vanderbilt University, and that was 3,400. And that would have been the largest poll we've ever conducted. So there's definitely not a poll of 10,000 people.
So explain to us how it even works. How do you poll 1,000 people? How long does it take? What's the mechanism to which you do it?
So you're trying to get me to nerd out on my craft?
sure.
People always say, I like what I do. So the business of polling mostly comes down to sampling. If you can't get a random sample, then you can't get a scientific poll. So the random sampling is the first and most important thing. And we do that by using the first three digits of telephone numbers.
So, for example, if you live in 393, I have a general idea of where you are, and I can put enough 393s in my sample to represent that area, and then the computer randomly generates the last four digits. So, you know, I have a lot of people who tell me, well, we've never been called. And I have other people who say, well, you guys call me all the time. So random digit is random. Like, you know, is equal to you getting, you know, a total mismatch of numbers. On top of that, we generate about 165,000 numbers every time we do a sample. And then we randomly rotate that, right? So we randomize that. So the chances are we may have sampled your number 10 times in the last 10 years. But because you were you ended up being at the bottom of the list, we never actually got around to calling that number. So the phone number is crucial into the random selection that we do. And we do polls from any number. We can do polls as small as 400 or as large as 1,000. It depends on what margin of error you want. And the margin of error just means, you know, the chances are that you're off by a particular amount. So, you know, when you're 400, the margin of error is like 5.5. So if I tell you 27% of people said X, well, it might be as low as 22, but it might be as high as 32. And the reason we do 1,000 is because that margin goes down to about 3%. So, you know, we get really excited. And the first thing I always have to remember is to thank, you know, all of the households, the 40,000 plus households that have answered surveys by us in the last 10 years. We are here to speak for the people. And a lot of times people say, oh, that boy don't know what he's talking about. His opinions are wrong. I never, ever, ever give my opinion. I'm not in the business of giving my opinion. We speak for the Bahamian people and we get their opinion in a scientific way.
Now, the question I have, you didn't do that poll, so we know that that's not true. Have you been polling for the FNM this year anyway?
No, we've not. We've not been doing political polls for the last couple years, mostly because it's not not political season, but also because we are busy with other private clients. So we also do private polling. And so, you know, businesses that want to find out their market share or their customer satisfaction or any of these number of things, we do a regular poll for Florida International University and feel about it. And that's been going on ever since Dorian. And we did it, I think the first one we did was probably in June after the pandemic. And we've been doing that regularly since then.
All right. So my next question would be, how would somebody actually poll constituencies that we have no idea what the population now is, such as East Grand Bahama and Abaco?
So actually, you're hitting on my nerd point. So what we tell clients now, specifically for Abaco, is I cannot guarantee that we're being representative of Abaco, simply because there's too many unknown factors. Have all Abaconians gone back to Abaco? Have some left permanently? Do they have phone lines that are working? There's so many variables that we say, we will get you a representative percentage of people. So we'll get you the 5, 6, 7% of the population from Abaco, but we can't stand by Abaco data, meaning, you know, if we say 37% of people in Abaco say they want apples today, we might be completely wrong about that because we don't know the profile. Mm-hmm. So we put that in the aggregate. We'll say this is the national number with the right representation of the amount of people for Abaco, but we can't say for Abaco specifically. And like you say, for some areas of Grand Bahama, it's the same thing. We cannot be representative yet.
So you would need to wait until the next census comes out.
And even then, I think it's going to be weird. I think Dorian hit especially Grand Bahama a lot harder than people realize. I think we all realize it hit Abaco really hard, but I don't think we realize how hard it hit, especially East Grand Bahama, where I don't know when that, what recovery looks like for them and when, because Grand Bahama is so sensitive to these things. People leave, and people leave permanently. At a population of, I don't know, 5,400 people, if 1,000 people leave, move to Nassau, or move to Abaco, or whatever, that changes the dynamic of your constituency.
Right.
So it's difficult when you get into those sub-pockets, but you can get a fairly accurate national sample.
Now, here's what I do know. All right. I do know, and it's not through you, but I do know that the FNM's internal polling shows that they're not too far down from the PLP, and that the that Brave Davis is still the main detraction from the PLP, but there's a great deal of undecided voters. Now, you'd be familiar with the undecided voter factor because the polls you've done prior to the last couple of general elections showed a great deal of undecided voters, which has led some people to criticize you to say you can't accurately pinpoint who's actually up or down in the polls.
And, I mean, that's a fair criticism because, again, we're not saying this is our opinion. When we call and we ask the selected respondent to give us an answer, they say they're not decided. I think what happens is people don't realize that a significant portion of Bahamians are undecided and don't decide until they get into the booth. Mm. So it's difficult to predict. However, based on the last two election cycles, I will tell you that, and it's, again, not a predictor, but the last two election cycles, all of the undecideds broke for the opposition.
Gotcha. So that's been the historical trend.
For the last two. We've only been here for two election cycles, so that might change. I don't know. I mean, I would not gamble on it, but I'm saying that that's what we saw historically for the last two.
All right. This says, good afternoon. Would you ask your guest to explain what selection bias is and why it isn't being considered in our COVID numbers? Can they provide statistics on COVID cases in the Bahamas? Also, why hasn't the statistics community spoken up about the horrible inferences given to us concerning COVID?
I don't think I'm going to touch COVID. Selection bias exists the simplest way, and this may not be what the person is asking for, but if I asked you, Juan McCartney, to stand on Montague and watch the cars at between 5 and 6 o'clock head down to Eastern Road and count, and you tell me what percentage of Bahamians are white. Versus if I asked you to stand in Carmichael Road by, I think they have a bamboo shack, by whatever, and count the amount of cars going home and tell me what percentage of people are black.
Right.
So you'd get a different result because the selection that you're getting is different based on where you are. So I guess what they want to talk about is who's getting tested and how often and why, and if you're more likely to travel, are you more likely to get tested, are you more likely to get infected? Mm-hmm. But I'm not a medical person, so right. I leave that to them. But I'm just saying that there's multiple ways you could have bias.
All right. This says, good afternoon, Juan. These politicians have many Bahamian people stupid and ignorant. If you talk to a PLP, FNM, COI, or any other party, you're supporting them. They have many Bahamians demonically influenced to follow evil and wrongdoing. Okay. I know that you guys did polling in the aftermath of the two debates that UB conducted. What did that polling show about the political landscape in the country?
So what I found really interesting with that is that, and again, this could be an argument for more debates, is we got respondents who based their responses on individuals rather than party. Mm. So in the same debates, you could have said one individual, you know, responded with things I want to hear, and another one was closest to my opinion, or you know what I mean? So it was really interesting that we, at least the respondents in that, that's a whole other thing, because that's a difficult thing to sort of, because they, again,
it would have only been people who watched the debate.
And who were contacted by us in advance to find out if they were going to watch the debate. And then we asked them, can we contact you? So there's some issues there. But what was interesting is we didn't look at it like we always do. I'm a PLP, I'm a PLP, I'm a PLP, or I'm an FNM, I'm an FNM, FNM. These, and mostly young people. The young people were much more likely to talk about the facts and the individuals.
As opposed to?
This is my party and I'm going to say they're going to want, they've won everything in the debate.
All right, this is one. Whenever general election is held, that night as the election results come in, I'm recommending you, Brave, Davis, Anton, and Fred Mitchell be together listening. I believe you'll need to console each other. Okay. I won't need consoling no matter who wins, all right? It don't matter to me. Now, do you believe that historically, previous elections can be predictors of future outcomes?
So let me throw it back on you. Do you believe that the way you buy a car, the way you have historically bought a car, can be a predictor of the way you buy a future car?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. What if you're great uncle died and left you $1 million.
That changes things, yeah.
And I guess that's my point. My point is, yeah, they can be a predictor, but unless something changes, and things change, you know?
Right.
My brother's famous thing is, that's only true until it's not, right? So if we see in this election, all undecideds vote for the incumbent, then we can no longer say undecideds vote for the opposition. Mm-hmm. And we take great care not to say what undecideds are going to do because they haven't decided, right?
So during your polling of constituencies in previous elections, does that work not that way, or is it just it's more party? Like how people are counting seats. They're telling me, "Oh, we're going to win 25 seats," and you know.
But that's a great sport that we love to do in the Bahamas, right? And you just did it earlier today, where you said they could count on two, right? So you counted seats too. We like to do that. I mean the answer is yes. You can do it if you get and you do 1,000 interviews in all 39 constituencies and sort of regroup that data and pull it out one by one, but that would cost a fortune, and I would be a wealthy man if that's the way we did it here. But we don't do it here. We do national poll, and like you say, first past the post, right? So if all undecideds vote for the incumbent, and you know that ends up being, I don't know, 75%, does it mean they get 75% of the seats? No, that doesn't work. There's no model, to my knowledge, that you can say in a poll, a national poll, how many seats someone will get. Mm-hmm. And I would love to be wrong on that, because I've never seen a model that shows you can predict on a national level what you're going to do constituency by constituency.
Okay. Now, so why hasn't Public Domain been doing political polling, public political polling this cycle?
Again, the cycle has just sort of started for us, and we still are. Like right now, I have three things that I need to finish before I could even start to talk about these things and get them. The other thing is nobody pays us for them. They're expensive to do. And yeah, we do them once in a while sort of to keep the public aware. But they're expensive things to do. And, you know, we said we'd be the voice of the people, but I mean, I also have staff that actually does this work that they look at me and want to get paid. So sometimes, from time to time, when it happens, we'll have an international organization, Transparency International has done this in the past, where they paid us to do the poll and release the data. Okay. And so, like, that's why a lot of times you hear from us is wants to be independent, so wants the study to be independent, doesn't want to be, you know, seen as someone trying to influence anything, who says, listen, this is data, we like data, we think you should share data.
Right, okay, so I got to ask you, just so we are clear, the caller called and said you guys were getting a big check from the government. Have you been doing work for the government? Is that Public Domain? So
Public Domain has not been doing work for the government. Again, Public Domain has been busy with other stuff. I am a part of a communications company that has been doing some work with the government, but it didn't have to do with polling. So we've done no polling. No polling has been done in the last couple of years.
Are you still currently doing work for the government, or?
No, we're no longer doing work for the government. But I mean, they were an excellent client, and you know, the contract came to an end.
Okay, fair enough. This says, one, you've forgotten that you were very close to the former PLP administration as well. It's your job. Why do people think journalists are supposed to sing the government's praises? I really don't know, because it's not like that. All right. This says, if Minutes gets reelected as PM, his new title will be the most high and mighty, glorious and magnificent, honorable King of the Bahamas. We'll have to bow to him. Okay. Fair enough. What do you see?
I see that this is an incredibly challenging time for Bahamians. I think unemployment is much higher than we think it is, or at least underemployment, where people are working but not working as much as they need to be working. We're in this, you know, like my brother keeps saying, you know, one day when the sky is no longer on fire, we could start to make plans and travel. But right now, like, we really can't do that. We're also recovering from one of the most devastating hurricanes we've had. And I think everybody's nerves are a little raw. I actually asked the voter intent question recently, but we will be doing that. But we think there are a lot of other questions that we should be asking, you know, like food security. I'm worried that a lot of my fellow Bahamians aren't getting enough food to eat, and that's a critical thing. So yeah, this is election season, and we'll talk about stuff, and you know, election hasn't been called, so all of this is speculation. It's great for talk shows,
right?
You know, but I think there are a lot of questions that we're not asking each other, and we're not trying to help each other. You know, I know a ton of people who had a very difficult school year because people don't realize that while these children are at home, I'm working from home. I'm not actually working from home because I have to take care of these kids. So a lot of stress and trauma that we've gone through, and all we want to do is point fingers. And I think that makes it difficult to sort of come together for an election.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe that the messaging around the polarities has been solid as a communications professional, or do you believe it's been kind of undershot?
I think it's been... What I said to a colleague of mine the other day is there's two ways you can do it. The shotgun blast, and then there's the sniper. And the shotgun blast is just get them, he hears the same message. I think that's not as effective as it could be. I think the sniper is, listen, I'm a newly married person. I have a family. I have one kid in college, one kid who's about to go to college. The message you send me better be different from that 18 graduated, you know, his message to him, what are you going to do for him is not the same thing as what you're going to do for me. Right. I don't need cash in my pocket right now or cash to go away to school, but I need infrastructure so that my business, so that I can pay for my college.
Yeah.
And I think nobody has been doing the sniper shot where they tell individual constituents, and when I said that, I defiles, what their message is.
Yeah, I see... we'll take a call here in a moment. The RESA, Homes for Young Community for Young Professionals, right? And I agree with using taxpayer resources to benefit a specific group, but it is what it is. Take advantage of it if you can. But I found it to be a critical public policy miss, because what you do when you put something out like that and you don't give other constituencies incentives is you create public policy envy, where one group is now saying, well, you're only looking out for them, and there's nothing for me.
So you went right to the heart of what I was saying. What is your communication to me? I am not eligible for that. What's the thing that you're going to give me, or what's the thing that you've given me? And I'm not saying they haven't. I'm saying the communication on it has not been to separate profiles.
Mm-hmm. I find the same thing with the PLP as well. Like, I've gone through their plan. You know, there are some good stuff in it, but I don't get what the general direction is of it. All right. And I don't know that's for a lack of detail in the plan, but probably through a lack of searching and communications about what exactly is the plan moving forward, knowing all the challenges we face.
A long time ago when I was living in Canada, the Conservative Party was going on about how we have to fund our military, and how we have to fund our military was an election theme for them. And a Canadian Air Force plane dropped out of the... So I said to my colleagues, I said, how come this has not been picked up? This is their message. This is their thing that they've been saying. How come not everyone is talking about this? And my mentor at the time turned to me and said, remember in communications, it's not how many times you say it, it's how many times they hear it.
Mm.
And so no one was hearing your message. And I think that's the danger that we have here, not just political, in a lot of communication fronts, where we think just because we put it out, everyone's hearing.
Right.
But that's not the case.
Gotcha. All right, we got a call. Let's take a call. Put those headphones on real quick. I'll put mine on, and we'll take the call. By the way, you can call us, 323-623-225-4316 and 325-4259. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Fairly well.
Awesome.
I want to say I'm an undecided.
Okay.
But I called when the gentleman mentioned about sniper targeting communication. In my case, I'm looking at a situation how we can rid the country of the violence. And I also, the political party that will truly say and mean what it says in admitting that we have a financial crisis in this country, or we are doing business election period after election period, thinking to a deeper hole of debt, and how we can address those matters, say it, and bite them, so to speak, make hard decisions, tough decisions to rectify our situation in crime and also in the economy.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you.
Interesting response. We done one in a while. We probably need to do another one. A fear of crime index, and we did it a couple of years ago. And I think a lot of people, the actual level of crimes that we are experiencing, the fear of crime changes your behavior. And it makes you just said it yourself. Look how you're locked away in a fortress. You're not actually worried that someone's going to come in and murder you, but the murders that are around hearing and the police state that you're seeing makes you live your life. And that's what's, you know, fundamentally different that people need to understand. My sister came to me when I was living in Canada, and we were walking downtown, having come from church. And she was like, what are we doing? What do you mean? She's like, how you just walk around downtown in the middle of the night? And I'm like, yeah, what's the problem? I would never do that here. In Canada, I always wore headphones. I always listen to music all the time. I'm not going to be getting out of my car. I'm not aware of my shit.
Correct.
We have changed the way we live based on our fear of crime. And it doesn't even mean you were a victim of crime. It means I know a young lady will not leave her house after 7 o'clock.
Right.
Like, will not.
Right.
We need to realize that it's not just the actual crime that's affecting us. It's the fear of crime that's changing the way we live our lives.
Absolutely. This says, Juan, you have 3 or 6 months to license your car once the emergency order is over. Well, let me ask you, let me not ask you and Wally this. Let me just put a general query out there. If the emergency order says that you have to license your car within 90 days after the emergency order expires, what law prevents Paul Roll from having police ticket you for not having your car licensed if the emergency order expires? Is he doing, because the last I checked, the Court of Appeal has said that the government cannot compel the Commissioner of Police to not execute his duties under the law. So if no law exists to stop Paul Roll from having his officers ticket you for an expired license, how is that going to work unless he just does us all a favor? So I wouldn't bank on that. Emergency order expires, I will go get my car license. Where are you? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, what's up, my brother?
Hey, I'm good, buddy.
And good afternoon to the gentleman. You're a very smart man.
Yeah, he's a brain boss.
Hey, listen, in this country, you could wake up, you could go to sleep, and God open your eyes in the morning, and the road paint green. So she, it's better you try to be on top of things. But what I want to ask you and the gentleman inside there, right? All right. Okay, fine. You're the prime minister of a country, right? The people overwhelmed selected Mr. McCartney as the prime minister, right? Mm-hmm. During your tenure as the prime minister, you don't know what you're going to be facing, right? When you realize maybe within your 2 year time limit, you're faced with a hurricane, and then on top of that, you're faced with this COVID, with a disease or whatever. You know, you're faced with two major setbacks in your country, right? In the whole entire world, basically with the COVID. But you still have approximately about a year or year and something before, or about a year, basically before you finish your term. But you realize, you saying to yourself, this is not what I really cut out for. I thought this was going to be a smooth sailing. But you are the leader. So why should you, Mr. McCartney, who asked me to give you a chance, why is it that you cannot finish your 5 years, right? Why is it that when you get hit with the hurricane or the disasters or whatever, you decide to throw your hand in like a coward?
Yeah, I know you're painting the hypothetical, but just go ahead.
Right, hypothetical, right, basically, yes. Because the reason why I say that, you know, everyone is talking about election coming. But the bigger picture, what I want the human people to understand is that this government has not finished its term. Don't have no vision to finish its term. So anytime if you select Mr. McCartney for 5 years, and Mr. McCartney say to himself, you know what, before this go any further, let me throw my hand in, or let me give it back to the people, or let me come for a new mandate, it goes to show that Mr. McCartney, you know, he was my boy, hypothetically, you're a coward.
I got you. You don't want to take the full term. I hear you. It says, isn't there a grace period within the order? Again, okay, if the emergency order is no longer in effect, what law prevents the commissioner of police from instructing his officers to ticket you for not having your car registered? I may be missing it. I don't understand how an order that expires can protect you if it is no longer law. That's just me. Juan, can you outline the process for a voter's card replacement? I'm hearing you need to file a police report. Is that the case? If you have your voter card lost or stolen, you need a police report. Yes. All right. This says, I'm a Killarney resident, and tell Dave the PLP can only win Killarney when hell freezes over. Please tell that Dave man. Make sure he calls your show the day after election for the last time. Okay? It says, these are questions.
So I can let y'all peek behind the curtain a little bit. He has so many messages right now. I mean, he's scrolling. He could, I'm just awed by this.
Yeah, it's the, especially when you talk elections, people, they perk up, all right? It says, Juan, what you find out about the DNA so far? Imploding. I saw the DNA stories. Yes, it's that's troubling to me that they can't get their stuff together. All right. Juan, government keeps saying they're worried about my grandchildren. That's not their problem. Worry about me. If you keep me poor, most likely my grandkids will be poor. It says, speaking of that caller, sometimes the snap election is strategic, like some suggest about the snap election of 1968. You're a smart guy, right? What do you see that indicates that an election should be called in August as opposed to May of next year?
And again, I'm not behind the curtain, so I don't know. There might be things that I'm not seeing that are coming up, but I can't see any reason why an election would be called. I think that we've, you know, just come through a budget. It's a citizen-friendly budget. But we're also in the midst of the pandemic. We're coming off, like I said, Dorian, which is still not fully recovered. So I don't know what would be the reasoning behind this.
Yeah, I don't. Nothing about the landscape I see says that this is the best possible move for the government. All right. This is he thinks early elections means cowardice. Who wants to lead a country with these misfits? Okay, fair enough. I'll do a few more text messages. It says, I like how people like to talk about making the hard decisions based on bad data, but may not turn out as predicted. All right. This says, last COVID question, leaving COVID statistics to the medical professionals is no different from leaving it to amateurs. Will your group address the COVID data at any point?
We don't have the COVID data. I mean, we have data that's given, you know, we have the same thing that the general public is given, and I don't know what we would be doing with it other than what they're doing with it. Like, I mean, you know, as a regular citizen, I want to know, you know, what is actually, you know, I think they're trying to do transparency. I'm seeing now they're reporting the number of tests that they weren't reporting before. I mean, I don't think they were hiding anything. I think they're just trying to be more transparent now to give us a better idea, but this is a weird thing because, you know, like that person says, you have to get tested to find out if you have it. If people go around sick and never get tested, then we won't know the full actual truth about COVID, right? And I have friends who tell me they'll never get tested and they'll never get the vaccine. So even if they get sick, the only way they'll be tested is if they end up in the hospital. So how many cases of those do we have living amongst us that we don't know? And how is that impacting the spread and all of that? These are unknowable things because we're not testing everybody. Mm-hmm. We're only testing people who appear to be sick or who are traveling.
Which I never understood because we have a small enough population to do so, particularly on a lot of the family islands. I don't understand it.
Well, also because it's a time thing, right? So like people say, oh, I got tested 3 days ago. Well, that's great. You got tested 3 days. You might have it now, right? Yeah. Like I don't know who you came into contact with in those 3 days, or you came into contact with the day before you got tested and it didn't show up.
Right.
So it's a weird sort of thing where these numbers that we're seeing give us solace and give us an idea. Okay, we had 16 cases yesterday. That's down from 20 cases the day before. I know I do it. I feel better about it. But in reality, that's not the full story. That's not the real story.
Right, exactly.
Right? We're just deciding that we're going to follow that particular number.
Matt, okay. This is one. I'm not a fan of DeWitt or his PLP party, but I must say he goes deep. Keep up the good work. Okay. Says, I want Dr. Menis have plenty of projects in his head, but cannot take it out. All right, fair enough. This says, good afternoon, Juan. I'm an FNM, but the way this government is going, about this election gimmick makes me sick. I've never seen a government act this way, either call or give the election date. All this rhetoric portraying that the election will be May 2022, then a few weeks later, it appears that it will be early. Playing with the people's emotions will cost the FNM. I think it's a stupid tactic. I don't get it either. I don't get it. I would use all the time I had to do the most effective thing I could. So when Pindling called a snap election in 68, right, it was because he had a razor-thin voting majority, and Uriah McPhee had died, and he had done a great deal of work in that year to sway people from the UBP. And so it was to his strategic advantage to gain a larger majority by calling a snap election. This, what the prime minister looks like he's doing, is the opposite of that. He has more to lose as opposed to gain. He already has a supermajority in parliament. He is going to find it difficult to hang on to all, 32, 33 of those seats. I don't understand it.
So two things. One, neither of us is privy to their internal polling. Right. And I've not done any polling, so I'm not refuting whatever their internal polling is telling them. Mm-hmm. They might have information or data that's more up to date than I have. And if they do have that, then I can't fault them for moving on whatever their internal data is telling them. The other thing, when we get all this, and I know you like to talk about this stuff, what do you need a supermajority for?
You don't.
So, you know, it's not like it used to be where they were, you know, we're not saying anything about that. But, you know, the Senate used to be way more robust other than just the rubber stamp thing now. And the government seemed to be more functional in terms of the actual civic way a government should function. Now, supermajorities don't mean anything because everything that they put up gets passed, right?
Right,
because
they stack the executive with the MPs.
Exactly.
All right, we got to go to a break. And we are going to be back. We're here speaking with Imali Raming of Public Domain Market Polling Research. Stay tuned.
Of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're talking with Imali Raming of Public Domain Polling and Research. We had a couple of texts here. This says, wanted the police give you a ticket. You just go to court and show the order to the judge. You mean that during an election, minutes don't need no PR from Imali and the other two who work with him, or he want a bigger check. Oh, no. I guess if you could... I don't know, man. I guess you show the emergency order to the judge. I don't see what law protects you if the emergency order expires. That's just me, just basic logic. One person loves to text your show saying FNM, FNM, FNM. Now one, I say PLP, PLP, PLP all the way. All right. What's been your general sense of the job that the government has been doing?
I don't think there's a one answer to that. I think that they're doing different things. They have different initiatives, and I think people are responding differently. So I don't know that there's a general consensus of the government is good or the government bad. I think that they have, you know, how they handled Hurricane Dorian, how they handled the pandemic, how they're handling the school reopening, stuff like that. I think people have individual responses to each of those things. And again, I know that we do this. So in this country, we try to, you know, homogenize people into sort of one block thing. I think we're more subtle than that. I do think that, you know, we all have our own worries that it's not the same as everybody else's. So just trying to lump me in and say, oh, what's my view of government? I think government is doing great on some things and could do better on other things. And I think that's how most people feel.
Yeah, I think the government has done some good things. But I also think that the pandemic shifted the way we view government leadership because we were all impacted by it. And so all of us were subject now to these rules put in place by one person who was ruling by dictate. And so to me, normally you'd say, well, I like some things or some schools and all stuff like that. But I think the pandemic has shifted focus away from many other things and focused it squarely on the prime minister. And my personal opinion is he didn't come well throughout the pandemic. And so I think now there's...
Yeah, but it's really difficult to come off well.
There is one thing that a lot of people are looking at.
But it's really difficult to come off well when you're telling everyone you can't leave your house, right? So how well do you come off to your children when you send them to their room? Mm-hmm. You have to... This is something that you had to do. You felt you had to do. Like, let's put it... If it's your kid does something wrong and you send them to go, you know, room with no appliances or electronics, they're not going to look at you very favorably.
Right. I didn't agree with a lot of the measures that have taken place, but when you look at New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, she imposed even harsher measures, okay? But she won re-election. You look at Mia Motley, she has done similar measures, but her polling still is favorable. She still has a lot of support in the country. Wholeness, he didn't do all that we did in Jamaica, but he still won re-election in the midst of a pandemic. I think a lot of it is not so much that people are looking at what it is you did in terms of the restrictions, because it was uniform in a lot of places. I think people look at you and how you come across as you're doing these things. So, and I think the Prime Minister came off badly. That's me. But you don't have to agree.
I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know that I could separate the two. I mean, we have to remember, we were... You know, on my anniversary of my wedding, I was on lockdown, could not leave my house.
Right.
Like these are mind-boggling times. 3 years ago, if I'd said to you at one point, you're going to be locked in your house for a week, you would tell me you sound crazy. So I think we need to really realize these were crazy things, but not necessarily unnecessary things. And again, I rarely give my personal opinion, but I think that my opinion is, I think living through the pandemic and when we finally get through, like, I can't really imagine a time when we don't use masks. Like, when does that happen? Seriously. Is it 2022? Is it 2023? Right. Like, when's the time where we no longer wear masks? So I think that all of this has been just the weirdest ride for the last couple of years, that it's hard to judge compared to other cycles.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that it's unique. You know what I mean? So we've never experienced it before. And the traditional logic about people assessing the work of the government, to me, a lot of it gets thrown out of the window because we're so focused on the pandemic and we're still in it.
And think about this. We're going to have an election with no rallies.
Right.
Like, how does that work?
Right. You don't think they'll have any rallies?
How can you have rallies?
Let's take another call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, good afternoon, Juan. How you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
I'm good, thanks, you know. Boy, listen, there are 2-3 minutes just now with your guests and yourself sound like you're trying to plead Minnie's case.
But in any event,
I'd like to say a lot of the time, too, a lot of things were necessary, Juan, but it is it's the way that you treat your people, you know.
I agree, but yes.
What you have to do is how you treat your people.
Right.
And even right now, Juan, I could go so far as to say, even now, so in devastated communities, and even in Nassau and them in COVID times, and you have national insurance locking up people say they pay national insurance. People still living in tents and people still living here and there. And you still, the police taxing you every corner you turn. You walk out during the pandemic, you go to the water to get some water, you get lost. Fine, the police, them bragging how much hundreds of thousands of dollars they collect for fining people who ain't awake for 2 years. You know, I think that, you know, we cloud a lot of things, instances like that, what has happened in terms of talking about the government gives SBDC do something for one or two people when the majority of people have been bamboozled with all that. You know, people could hardly live.
Yeah, it's rough out here. I understand that. And I also think that...
And that's what I was referring to earlier. I think that we're not getting a sense of what our fellow Bahamians are going through. So we have this sort of surface thing. That's why I tell you, I'm not definitely not pleading anybody's case. I'm saying that this whole situation has been so weird to me that I don't know that I could say, great job, terrible job. It's just bananas. Like, think about it. Like the man said, how are you finding someone for going to get water?
But
how does that world exist?
They were arresting people before they figured out they could ticket people. They were giving people criminal records.
But to me, how did we walk from here to a world where someone can have a police intervention for going for water?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how we got there. So, like, the ride was crazy for me, right? Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I think it was like you got this sense of national whiplash. Like, what world are we now living in? And you had a lot of people like, oh, let's get along, right? And for me, one of the biggest things were the school closures, which was just torture for children and for parents. And people always go, oh, let's make it work and it's not so bad. And they mask themselves from reality. It is a nightmare, and it was one of the hardest things that ever happened.
And if you don't have young children, you really did not experience it, because a lot of my friends with young children, like, it was the worst experience of their lives.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not understating that.
Yeah, I'm one of them, right? So this says, Juan, one thing I'm still waiting on is... an apology for when he came on national TV and say lockdown effective immediately while people in the know had time to shop. That was the most traumatizing 12 hours during the pandemic. Yep. This says the good thing. Let me see. It says the good thing hasn't resonated. For instance, the statistic board recently formed is amazing, but who feels it? Finally, there's jurisdiction now in the magistrate courts, but now police seem excessive with these COVID tickets. It's like the things that affect the large groups, they completely mess up. All right. It says it was in 68, it wasn't a snap election per se. By law, a by-election was necessary to replace McPhee. Instead of a by, he called a general for the strategic reasons you mentioned. May only be semantics, but there it is. Yeah, true. Yeah, that's fine. I'm not gonna fight you on that. All right. Now it says, hey, bro, you need an extra hour for your show with your guest. Well, I'm sure he's happy to hear that.
I don't know, but that someone just texted me to say, you brave. I said, so why? And they say, anytime you go up against one, you brave. Oh, I didn't know I was going against you.
No,
I would never have done that.
We're friends. Yeah, exactly. No, but it's interesting, man. This is new territory as far as the national landscape is concerned, particularly with politics. You have any predictions, or you're going to keep that close to your chest?
I don't have any predictions because I don't have any data. So if I had data, I would come and tell you, you know, this is what I think the data means. And I will probably have data sometime soon. But I'd like to remind your listeners that a lot of times people come up to me and say, oh, I saw your opinion on this or your opinion on that. I don't believe in the death penalty. And we did a poll and 88% of Bahamians believe in the death penalty. So I told my mom, I said, I'm not really poor. And she said, why not? I said, because I don't believe in the death penalty. It's never proven to be a deterrent, and I don't believe the state should be in the business of killing citizens. And she said, all of that was I thought you said you were going to speak for the Bahamian people. And I had to humbly release the poll because she's absolutely right. I don't have a vested interest in this other than saying Bahamians think.
Right.
So again, I want to thank all of the people who've answered our surveys and all those who will continue to answer our surveys. We really, really appreciate you.
Well, thank you for coming on, my brother. We are fresh out of time. You know, hit your boy up first when you get that info. And we'll keep it moving, all right? So we'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. And we'll talk about some more national issues. You guys take care out there and have a great day, Bahamas.